Hello my friend, greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, we encounter a God who curses in response to Adam and Eve's disobedience and the serpent's deceitfulness. The curse was the result of judgment and the judgment the result of God's righteousness. In this chapter, we see that sin has affected all of creation. Death entered the world with sin, and along with it all manner of sorrow, suffering and despair. But the worst of the curse would fall upon a different man many millennia later, as Paul said in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. Jesus would take upon himself a curse in order to redeem humanity's status. The Lenten season has historically been a time of solemn reflection on human condition. Ash Wednesday reminded us that human life is fragile, for dust we are and to dust we shall return. But we learn quickly that the human condition is marked not merely by fragility, but by depravity. Bible is very descriptive and decisive about sin, so much so it broke the heart of God to see the ugliness of sinfulness. God actually regretted the creation. Aftermath of Noah's flood, God set aside his wrath in the form of a rainbow with his promise of peace. And that great promise is that no matter how dark our sin might grow, God will not turn his face against us again. Instead, God would soon point his wrath upward at his Son, Jesus, instead of us. And on the cross where the Son of God's love and the storm of God's wrath would meet again, Jesus would die in darkness so that the brilliance of the glory of God's saving plan would shine forth into our hearts. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 9 verse 13, I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Remember my friends, what punctured the human heart is what pierces God's heart, namely the sin and the sinfulness. Shall we pray? Mighty God, Lord of heaven and earth, help us to share your sorrow and grief at our sin. During this season, grant us the courage to look honestly at the ugliness of our sin, so that we might see the brilliance of your righteousness in the glorious promise that would allow the curse that was rightfully ours to fall upon your Son, in whose precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.